Hi, welcome to another episode of the Inside Windows Phone Show. It's been a while since we had an episode, but today we have kind of a new host that I want to introduce. So we're back, and we have a new plan and a new host. Larry, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Larry Lieberman. I'm a product manager in the Windows Phone team working on the application platform.
Yep. So Larry's in the development marketing team, and his job is to communicate, so he's going to be helping a lot with the show. We're going to be more proactive and having more shows. It's been a while since we did one, and I feel bad about it. I want to make sure you know I've got the help. We got a plan. We're back on track.
We're super excited about Windows Phone Mango, and it's going to be available soon. So we want to make sure that you're getting all the information you need to be as ready as possible and to get your applications ready to submit.
Yep. And in fact, today's show is all about getting ready for Mango. That's kind of what we're going to start with, Larry. I've covered some of the new features. So we've talked about sockets and multitasking and everything, you know, in there. What's your favorite feature? Just curious.
Well, absolutely. The fast application switching, I think, is the most important thing developers should be aware of. It can be as easy as just a few lines of code and a recompile in the new tools to add it to your existing application. But the experience benefit is tremendous for the end user in terms of being able to use the task switcher and not have to look at the resuming dot, dot, dot.
Yep.
So that's absolutely the highest one on my list. But I also am very excited about the fact that you can now drive live tiles with a push with a background agent. You no longer have to write your own push server application on a server somewhere to drive live tile updates because of our ability to build background agents on the device now. I also really enjoy the direct camera access. I know I could go on and on about this
stuff. We're going to flag every single API. So we have local database.
The performance too.
So local database is big. We have sockets. We have background tasks, background agents, background audios. We have a whole lot of features.
Gyroscope
some of them
support.
We've covered, new sensors. Some of them we've covered, and we're going to be covering in depth over the next couple months. We're going to go back and do deep dives and do good practices or best practices around some of the new features. So you should expect a lot of those. With regards to getting ready for Mango immediately, right? Like, it's August. What's coming? What are the timelines, Larry?
Well, we've announced this before, but just so everyone's clear, before the end of August, we will start accepting submissions for Mango. We're also going to have one more drop of the tools. This will include the Go Live license that developers need in order to publish their applications live.
So let me make sure I understand that. Today, I know we have a public beta 2.
Yep.
That's kind of what it's called publicly.
We've got beta 2 refresh that we've dropped
beta 2 refresh
to existing registered marketplace developers.
Okay, and that's like a 7712 on the phone.
Yes, that's right.
You're saying there's one more drop coming?
One more drop. It's not a tremendous amount of difference. Most of it is bug fixes around the profiler and so forth.
Okay.
But it will. We will require you to recompile one more time with this drop because this is the Go Live license drop of the tools for Mango.
Yep. And you will start taking applications getting submissions for Mango or the target Mango by end of August.
By end of August, we're going to turn on accepting submissions for Mango in the marketplace.
Okay. And from a developer point of view, right, let me tell you what I think Mango looks like, and then you can kind of correct me in areas that are interesting or not. Of course, I need a recompile for Mango because I want to take advantage of fast application switching.
Right.
I want to take advantage of the new features.
Yep.
So that's kind of an end goal. That's kind of my, you know, extra gravy. Everything's perfect. It's going to take me a little bit of time to prep.
Right.
Now, there's a few things that people have asked. For example, like, if I have a 7.0 app today, what's going to happen when Mango comes on? Will people be able to buy that 7.0 app if I haven't yet submitted my Mango app?
We've done a lot of work to try to ensure that it makes as much sense as possible. So when you submit a 7.1 update to an existing application, your 7.0 version will still be available for all end users who are still running 7.0.
Okay.
Your 7.1 version will be available to all end users who are running 7.1. Users who are on 7.1 who have your existing application installed will get an update notification saying there is a new version available, and just as it works today for normal updates.
Okay.
But users on 7.0 will not get that update notification until they update their phone to 7.1.
Okay. But again, like, if my 7.0 app doesn't get upgraded next month and you start selling phones, Right. My 7.0 app can still be purchased on a 7.1 phone.
Yes, that's exactly right. All 7.0 applications will be available in the 7.1 marketplace. Okay. Since we have focused on driving a super high level of app compat, there are some issues there. You still have to test that your application runs. In fact, that's another point I wanted to make here, is that if you haven't yet downloaded the Mango tools and tested your application, we really encourage you to do that as quickly as possible, because when you release a new platform, regardless of how much work anyone goes towards making sure existing applications work, there are going to be some challenges, because we're increasing functionality or changing functionality in a couple places. The three biggest issues, we did a blog post on this, we'll put a link to it when we publish the video. But the three biggest issues we do want you to make sure to look at are your memory usage, because we now support background agents. That means that there are some cases in which you really need to make sure you are trying to use a normal amount of memory.
And that didn't change. I mean, the memory usage used to be, if you go over 90 megabytes, we'll kill you.
Unless
you had over 256 meg of RAM.
Exactly. You could check the full installed size of the RAM, and if it was over 256, we noticed a few folks aren't necessarily
using more memory.
Yeah. So we noticed that some folks are doing a check to see what the total memory is on the device and then sort of going crazy if it's not. So, it's a mobile device. You need to be aware of memory constraints. And so this is an issue. Now that we're enabling background tasks, you really have to be more careful about how much memory you use. And we're going to be coming out with a little bit better guidance about that in the coming weeks.
Okay.
Memory usage is one of the three things I just wanted to mention real quick. The second one is the web browser control, because we have moved to Internet Explorer 9. And that means that most of the major subsystems of the browser, the JavaScript engine and the CSS engine and the rendering surface, have all been updated to the new versions. And there are changes in IE9 from IE7, so that you if you made some assumptions around the order in which JavaScript events fired, you may be needing to go look at that again and make sure that everything is working as you expect it to. The third thing I want to mention real quickly is the Silverlight list box and web client controls. There are some substantial re-architecture that's gone on to improve the performance of both of those controls. And the Silverlight performance team has blogged specifically about those two controls and what you need to do if you run into some problems there. So those are three top level ones that we just wanted to point out that you really should be testing against and looking into.
Yep. And for context, I've upgraded a good number of apps, and the number of changes is not that significant. Most people will be fine. You don't have to panic, but there you should definitely go out and test as soon as possible. Most of your applications, the things that we're talking about with moving from HTML4 or IE7 to IE9, a lot of that is just good features that come in for free, better performance, a lot of good stuff. Not a lot of breaking changes, but we definitely have to say, here's areas to watch out for.
Yeah, just the last thing I'm going to say here, and then I'll move on. With regard to the list box performance, a lot of people did a lot of tricky little things in the past to try to drive performance up as high as possible. Now we've done a lot of stuff under the covers so that you don't need to do all those tricky things. And in some cases, they may get you into a little bit trouble now. So,
And that's actually a good point. The one that I would highlight, I use Longlist Selector for a lot of my apps because it used to have better performance. When we re-architected for Mango, we re-architected the way we do touch. So now it's on a different thread, and that's how the list box re-architecture happened. There will be a new, the short answer is there will be a new Longlist Selector. It'll probably be out by the time you're watching this video.
Yes, this week, I believe. The new Silverlight Toolkit will be coming out. So it should be there by the time this video airs.
So just go get the new Longlist Selector. If you were using Longlist Selector and you test on Mango, don't panic. We have a new one coming, and it was seamless when I upgraded some of my apps. That was one of the harder, it actually took me, 3 minutes to be like, oh, that's different. And then, I just went and got the latest, and everything was okay. But to go back to developers, I'm a developer out there.
Yes.
Mango starts rolling out, or the new marketplace is available. I want to highlight a couple things that are interesting for developers that are still working through the plan. For example, for me, another one that was big is, we have new markets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So before, you know, we had, and you probably know the number better than me, like how many new markets do we have? And
so we had 16 consumer markets, and we're adding 19 more.
Yeah, so that's
in Mango. We're adding countries like, this is for people who can buy your app in the marketplace. We're adding Brazil, Chile, Colombia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, Greece. We'll have the full list. It's actually already been published online, so we'll link to where you can see the full list. Also, 7 new developer markets.
Yep. And the big deal we have in new markets, for me at least, was you might want to localize your app, right? For example, like I've been localizing app to Japanese for the last month, just because we're expecting a big boom there. We're, you know, it's a new market, and they like their apps to be in Japanese. They don't particularly dig them to be in English. So that's an area where, like, if you have an app and you're making money and everything, you will have to, even if you're not ready to submit your Mango version of the app, you can go into the App Hub and say, hey, make my app available in these new markets.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely want to point this out. Even though we're adding all these new markets, your app will not, if you've picked worldwide, your app will still not automatically be sent to these new markets until you go into your account and actually check the box to add these markets to your country's distribution.
So just low-hanging fruit. If you have a 7.0 app, go into the App Hub, you know, enable it for the new markets. You know, preferably localize it to some of these new markets so that, you know, you can get a little bit better support. And hopefully there will be new revenue coming in from all these markets.
Absolutely.
Right. We also have new developer markets.
We do. We do. There's 7 new developer markets. This includes Chile, Colombia, Czech Republic, Hungary, Israel, South Africa, South Korea. But the big news here is a couple months later, still in fall 2011, we're planning to open up China, registration from China, and then also expanding our registration support in India, so that we're going to increase the number of developers who can target Windows Phone.
That's a lot of developers in China and India.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Very important.
More competition, unfortunately, but a lot of more new apps. So that's kind of a good, you know, a good side to it.
Advertising support is expanding, too, if you didn't know that.
So, oh, really? What are the new markets?
So for the advertising control, and this is huge, but it's by the end of 2011. It's not... we've already announced this too, but just so folks know, we're adding 18 more countries: Australia, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Hong Kong, India, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK.
Wow! So that's
so this
good.
Is
that's,
huge for the ad
that's
control.
That's a really big deal for the ad control.
We'll be doing videos specifically about the ad control at some point for sure. But just so you know, right now, much larger support for countries coming by the end of this year.
Yep. And we've done a huge revamp of the marketplace.
Yes, absolutely.
So like now it's easier. There was a lot of a good set of blog posts, and a lot of people were really happy with the new marketplace. Like you can now edit the metadata
without
recertifying. Yeah. That was a
huge.
Welcome change.
Absolutely.
And the one feature I also want to highlight is now we have the ability to run kind of a private beta.
Yes.
So that will be, again, if you're getting your Mango app ready, it's a really great thing to take advantage of, like have a beta.
Absolutely. I mean, there's two different private distribution mechanisms that you can use. One is the beta distribution. There you can release up to a group of 100, and it stays in place for up to 90 days, but it doesn't require any sort of certification, which is the beauty of it, because you can very, very quickly get your application through any of the full certification. It goes through the automated part. But then once it's through that, it'll be up for 90 days to your beta group. The other one's called targeted distribution, and this one doesn't have an expiration on it. And you can publish it to whoever you want for as long as you want. It's just not discoverable. So there will be no mechanism through which people will see it in the app, as is the other one. The other one's not discoverable either. The thing about targeted distribution, though, is that you do have to go through the full certification process.
Yep. So again, new options for you to get beta testing feedback and support as you get your app ready for Mango, which hopefully, again, you'll be doing soon. What else is out there that's worth highlighting? For people that are just thinking and getting ready for, like, hey, I got to think my schedule, I got to plan, you know, the features that I'm adding, or...
Absolutely. I think one of the most interesting thing we have coming up in the next week or so is this Jumpstart training.
Yep.
It's going to be online and it's live. So it's actually a live Jumpstart training on August 23rd and 24th. And that is going to be in the form of an online live meeting that people can register for. You can go register for that now. We'll have the link here. It's Rob Miles and Andy Wigley. They did the last series of Jumpstarts, which were very, very popular. They're doing a full new series of Jumpstarts, end-to-end Windows Phone development as of Mango. Rob is, very, very big on the contest. He's going to have little quizzes after each module.
Yep.
He always gives away something like, he makes a big deal out of it. He gives away a private plane, but it's in actuality a Lego Learjet. It's a Learjet, but it's a Lego
like
Learjet kit. Yeah.
So it's 2 days training.
Yeah.
It's all online, and it's really fun. Like, last year, like, the one thing these guys bring is they make it really fun. They make it actionable.
Yep.
You know, you're learning while having some fun and maybe winning some prizes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's by far the most easy way to get started today. If you haven't done any programming at all, I doubt that that's the case. But there's another set of training for those folks, the Absolute Beginner Series, which has been online. It's actually 4 days of videos that have been recorded, and those are very, very highly regarded as well. But again, they're targeted more at the person who has no programming experience at all.
Yep. So again, we have Mango content, and then we'll be doing deep dives here into specific features over the next couple months. So,
absolutely.
So you should expect some of that. So that's it. I mean, if we summarize it, you know, we're ready for submissions end of August.
Yep.
Right? Why you should upgrade to Mango, or why you should be thinking about it, is all the new features in Mango. Fast app switching is the one that is critical. We no longer want to see resuming windows. It's really low-hanging fruit. Most apps that implemented tombstoning well last time have very little work to do with fast app switching. You literally have to go in there and say, oh, I didn't get turned off, so I need to go back. And
you just have to check for is application instance preserved.
You know, take advantage that I didn't get killed, you know, and you have to manage your resources a little better. We do a lot of that work for you, so it's really low-hanging fruit, and it'll make your app much better. Then after that, of course, take advantage of all the new features. Background agent, the new lab tiles, a lot of improvements to push. There's a whole lot of new functionality that you can take advantage of that. And then submit to the new marketplaces. Think about localizing to those new markets. Think about submitting early. Again, even if your 7.1 app is not ready, think about just submitting early to or going in there and checking to make it available in those markets so that you know those new markets come in and can buy your app as early as they can. And then they'll get an update later when you're ready to submit your Mango app.
Absolutely.
So, the last thing is, what is it called? What is the training called? Is there a name?
The Jumpstart training?
The Jumpstart?
Is yes.
So, Jumpstart 8/23.
8/23 and 8/24.
Yep. And we'll have a link from registration when this video goes live.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.